72894, Maria and William Bocci seek variances from the rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Dauphine Street with the Four Seasons at Bel Air, within the Four Seasons at Bel Air subdivision. The 911 address is 21296 Dauphine Street, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, the tax map is District 334, map 12, parcel 1281. The applicant is seeking a 2.6-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement, a 3.2-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard, and a 2.1-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard for an existing deck. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Sean Chapman, my address is 19934 Dodtown Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Thank you.
William Bocchi, B-O-C-H-T-E. My wife Maria and I reside and own the instant property. With respect to the opening remark.
We'll get to that in a minute, we're swearing you in now, then you can testify. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
With respect to the opening remark about the letters, the last time I checked the site today, there were four letters that were in fact filed, but in fact there are eight. Somehow when I uploaded the four, I missed eight. So I have eight letters of approval from the neighbors, both adjacent to and otherwise surrounding the property.
If you'd like to submit those.
With your permission, can I submit these?
Would you like me to take them?
Go ahead, sir.
I have eight letters.
We're here seeking a variance, as you had mentioned, for existing deck on the rear of the property. At the time, I am the builder contractor. I was having a baby, so I relied on my guys a little bit and was kind of away and took some time where I could have been, I mean, more on the case or so.
You're very well behaved, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. So what we have is, went off of, you mean, other people's saying at as far as a cantilever would allow the little bit of extra space for the deck. So that's kind of how I built it. I did call Dean Barkus prior to us starting and left a message. I didn't get a call back, and I didn't call, you mean, numerous times or anything as well. So then we went into labor and things as the guys were starting the project and things. And so that's where we are in the situation now, because when they went to do the setback, they, you mean, leveled down from the points of cantilever, and that was the setback that, you mean, you guys didn't allow.
If I may, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing I want to do is be in a controversial or adversarial position with Mr. Chapman because he does nice work. My wife and I designed a deck. We went out, we got bids for the deck. We investigated the builders. We found that Mr. Chapman, although a little bit more expensive than others, he was the guy to do the job. There was a building permit issued, and that building permit sought a deck of 12 by 26, and a permit was issued for a deck that was 12 by 26. As the deck was being built, from previous experience, I assumed that the county would at least do another inspection when footings were going in. And since I didn't hear anything to the contrary, I assumed that all that had been correctly done. Be that as it may, we now have a deck which apparently violates some of the rear setback lines, and we need the variances to keep the deck up. It it's an expensive deck, and it would cost a lot of money to tear it down or have it redone. It does not affect any uses in the community whatsoever. It blends in with the community, and as far as all of my neighbors are concerned, it's an attractive addition to the community. With respect to the deck, the rear of the lot and the deck are adjacent to common area. The common area behind my house, going all the way into the next lot to the south, which is the neighbor's lot, is all woods and wetland. You can't even see our deck from that particular lot. The distance between the deck, or our lot line, and the lot line of the people to the rear is 136 feet at the shortest point. Now, I did that measurement by using the county sites, which do the map. I also attached a couple of drawings which indicate where the common area is, where the woods are, where our house is in respect to the lots behind us and the common area. The neighbors, both on each side of us, across the street from us, and to the other sides who see the deck, are all in favor of it. They have no objection to it. So if you look at the whole thing and you do the equities here and you look at what it would cost to tear it down as opposed to the benefit of a variance, I think the equities prevail, and we think for that reason, and because it doesn't in any way affect any uses and everybody likes it, the variance should be granted. Happy to address any questions that I can answer.
How high is the deck off the ground?
It's about roughly, I'd say, 8 feet.
Is that the first floor of the house?
Yes. The lot drains off that much. Yeah, it's got like you said, wetland. It's kind of their drain plan, so his lot is.
Mr. Corman, did you see the finished pictures of the deck?
This is a new development, correct?
Yes, sir.
So I think one of our challenges with your request is the precedent that it sets for your neighbors requesting to be able to build something as close to the rear property line as you have.
Well, anybody else going in to have a do an addition has to go to the HOA, and the HOA has to give them approval. And all approvals coming out of the HOA say they're subject to a county permit. Okay. So I don't believe that it's a precedent that could, in fact, be enforced.
Did your HOA approve this?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And my HOA is aware of these proceedings.
Okay. I'm glad that your HOA is there. The question still remains that if a project were proposed requesting a variance to the line, then your case would be used as an example as to why the variance should be granted in the future.
That certainly is a possibility. The probability of that being successful, I believe, is slim to none.
We've heard that before, sir. Thank you.
For you, yeah.
Sir, the 12-foot depth of the deck, does that include the bump out for the grill or not?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 12 foot out to the bump, edge of the bump out to the furthest point for that grill?
It's 12 foot, actually. The bump out is then another, I believe it was 18 inches.
The bump out is another 18 inches?
Correct.
So the deck itself is 12 foot.
Yep.
You got another 18 inches for the grill. It sure looks a lot more than 18 inches to me.
It might be 20. You mean the guys were present on that job where I was away. We had lost our first daughter, so this time, I made sure to be around for that as a priority, which is why I'm here now.
It, Trying to look here at the survey. Property line's at an angle.
Yeah, that's where a little bit of, you mean me communicating to the guys where they were out there, it kind of runs, like, you can't really get a strict line.
Based on the survey, I'd say that bump out has to be another 2.5 feet. Does that sound right to you? Because I see 5.1 feet from the property line to the corner of the deck, and then I see 2.4 feet from the property line to the corner of that bump out. So if you do the difference, you're looking at about 2.5 feet.
Okay, then yeah, it might be the 28, 30 inches, and then not the 18 to 20. We deal with numbers all the time, so it's...
Yeah. The beam that it cantilevers off of, how much does it cantilever past that beam?
The beam, it's 12. So we have the cantilever, it's at the, I think we're at 9 foot, 9 foot six, give or take. You mean, we know the 2/3, but...
So a cantilever is about 2.5 to 3 feet?
Yeah.
That looks about right.
Yeah, yeah.
How was it discovered that you were not in compliance?
So when I do my footer inspections, I use engineer just for, you mean, it makes it easier on us to kind of flow with projects. So I had then scheduled a setback, and once the setback had came in, that's when they had told us that we weren't, you mean, we had failed due to the setbacks not being.
So your engineer discovered it?
No. You mean when I called for the setback, being that I don't use the county as my footer inspection, which would be the footer and setback all in one, that then I have to call in for a setback inspection because I use the engineer to send his formal stamped, you mean, footer inspection in to you guys.
Okay. So they wouldn't have caught it on the footer inspection because the footers were set back. They weren't violating the setback.
Correct.
Footers did not
Even setback. Even if they did, yeah. But you mean the county did not come out even for our footers due to we use engineer for
okay,
that
I got what you're saying. You use somebody of your own instead of, you opted out of the county inspection.
Correct, yep.
And I wasn't aware of it.
Okay. some of the pictures have it mostly framed up, and then some of the pictures have it finished.
Correct.
When you filed this application, was it finished or was it still being worked on when you filed this application?
It was finished when we filed.
Okay. So how far?
It was finished when they came to do the setback. You mean the guys were running and they had furniture on the way. So we had pretty much, you mean, everything done and set for, you mean, I leave the band boards off and the things, if you got access underneath, they're still able to do their, you mean, frame and inspection for hangers, you mean, our notches and our lags that are, you mean, holding everything together.
Okay, so it was mostly complete when you discovered the problem?
Correct, yes.
And you just happened to have some pictures earlier in the process to put in your application?
That, I've only had those, and I tried to get all my guys to send me what they had, and they didn't really have any at that time.
Yeah, okay.
All the finished pictures that are online, I took.
Okay. So the ones where they were framing it up were from the contractor, the ones where it's finished was from the applicant.
Right.
Okay, got it. Okay. Remember what else I needed to ask you. Is there anything about your property that makes it unique from your neighbor's properties?
Not really, no.
So I'm
like the Stepford Village, they all look alike.
Yeah, I mean.
And so does, and it still does. I mean, there are other decks in the neighborhood that are even bigger because they have longer lots. We happened to end up with a lot that wasn't quite as deep as we thought it was, and we had been assured that we could put a deck back there. We did, and it turns out that we thought it was okay.
Just so you're aware, on the building permit, it does state your rear yard setback. So just because they issue a permit, that doesn't give you permission to violate a setback.
Right. That was my fault in all, where I thought the cantilever was, because it's not a permanent footer into the setback. So that was where I think I talked to Dean or somebody after, where maybe it was changed in 2017 is what I think I was told.
Okay, so you had believed that
the cantilever
if it was
allowed.
The cantilever into a setback is allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
When I look at the picture of the lots in the area, I mean, your lot does have an angle to that back rear yard line, but it appears that pretty much all the lots in your community have something like that. Is, does that sound right to you?
No, not really. A lot of them do, but a lot of them don't. Depends upon where the lot is. There are lots on the other side of the street across from me, which are on a pond, which are exactly perpendicular to the pond. But then as you go around the pond, some of the lots are more or less have an angle to them. And some of the ones that the setback is narrowest right at our lot. The common area is narrowest right at our lot. As you go to the east, as you go to the west, the common area more or less starts to open up.
All right, that's all I have.
Would you say, like, I see, I'm looking at the overview, there's some houses that back up to ponds. Yours happens to back up to wetlands. I think you titled it wetlands.
Yeah.
And it juts out there, so your neighbor to the left would not be in view of your porch or your deck. Would that be correct? The way that those wetlands or that those woods jut out, it would seem as if, though, your neighbor to the left wouldn't be able to see your deck. Would that be correct?
As we look at the...
As I'm looking at it right now.
Neighbor to the left would not see the deck from the back.
Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
I think that the fact that you back up to wetlands does make your property unique from the ones that back up to the pond, is what I'm getting at with that. You had said, like, you didn't think there was anything unique about it.
Well, I'm not so sure that they're really wetlands. I don't know if they.
Well, it's trees.
It's almost like runoff, I believe, for you mean the neighborhood and maybe even other, you mean across the back. I think it's kind of that common runoff for everybody.
I just feel like that's in a positive way, that's a unique thing for you.
I think it's great that
the woods block that one area and you kind of back up to wetlands where you won't have a neighbor to your rear.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no option to at any point.
Ms. Sharp? I just wanted to point out, when I was looking at the building permit, it says that the rear setback is 10 feet.
Correct.
And because this is, I believe, a small lot, it only needs a 5-foot rear yard setback, yet it still exceeded that.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty significant deviation there.
Right. Well, that's where I thought the cantilever was allowing us. I know some of these neighborhoods, you mean, if we were to abide by the setbacks, they would literally be able to have like a 5-foot deck on there. They wouldn't have any options if we weren't even allowed to have that variance. But I totally understand. It's each side of these houses is they're complying with the 10-foot. And so they're 20 feet from, if you put a tape from one to another. So pretty much they're shrinking your lot and maxing your house and kind of, I guess that's the business plan that's nowadays.
Is there a reason why this deck couldn't be narrower? You've got it at 12 feet and you've bumped it out another 2.5 feet for the grill. That's a very large deck. And if it was 9 or 10 feet, it would likely comply. I think the furthest it's almost a 3-foot variance. So if it was 9 feet, it would appear it would comply. Is there a reason why it can't?
At that time, I was understanding that I was thinking that the cantilever would allow us to give them a bigger deck,
I understand that, but
so
we don't necessarily look at what, the cantilever part. We're looking at because there's some standards that have to be met. I mean, we talked a little bit about the uniqueness to the property.
Right.
I will ask a question about that in a minute. But the other is that it cannot be developed in strict conformity with the code. So in other words, if it can be developed in strict conformity with the code, you've got to do that. And it also can't be the minimum. It has to be the minimum variance. So if you can adjust the plans to make it comply or reduce the amount of the variance that's needed, you're also required to do that. If you can't meet either of those two standards, the board has to deny it. So these are very strict standards. And I guess my question for you is there a reason why the deck can't be shrunk in size to, if not eliminate the need for a variance, perhaps minimize the need for a variance?
Well, I can tell you one reason. $7,000 worth of furniture won't fit. One reason. And it's really not that big of a deck. A 12-foot deck, at least in my opinion, is not that big of a deck. Had we known, we were under the assumption that this could be built 5 feet, the footers or the deck itself could be built within the five foot into the rear setback line, and from there you could cantilever.
Where did you believe that?
That was, like I said,
I mean, the building permit clearly says 10 feet. There's nothing, I mean, I understand you're relying on your contractor. Is that your testimony?
Yeah, so that's okay. Totally my fault. That's where I explained you. Earlier. You mean, I called Dean to ask the question.
To do what you're suggesting is going to be significant. It's going to be a lot of money.
I understand, but there is case law that it can't be a want. It has to be a need.
I understand that, and I really don't want to get into a legal argument and get adversarial with anybody, but there's also a case law that says you have to weigh the equities, okay?
Not in these cases. This is not an weighing of the equities. We're not quick check standard that everybody else uses. We are a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you've got to meet all five of those. So that is a little different. But one of the other questions, when I looked at your photos, it does look like your rear property slopes. And that's a reason why this is elevated.
Correct.
Do your neighbors have that same slope, or is it just you and maybe a few others that have something like that?
Mine is more significant than anyone else's.
Okay.
Much more significant.
How much more significant? Are we talking, you know, it's dropping down a lot more?
I'd say there's maybe a 2 foot.
Yeah, I'd say his is kind of coming to where I think they're in the neighborhood. They're using when I look at that aerial there,
it would appear
get everything to that point.
You're probably kind of like a collector property where that runoff would probably and it would drop off.
I'm trying to get them to do something about this.
So you probably couldn't put a patio back there because of the drop off in the slope.
It would eventually be problems just with that runoff and trying to do something like that. I feel like
okay. All right. And that would eliminate the ability to really use the rear yard functionally without some sort of an elevated deck. Is that right? Okay. All right. I don't have any further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes. I believe so, yes.
You all may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12894 from Maria and William Botch and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12894 for, is my on the right case, 12894?
Yep.
Maria and William, I'm sorry, I'm going to botch your last name, botch T, for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is unique due to the slope and runoff in the back of the property, making it unusable for a ground level patio. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the
property. Practical difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I'm sorry, my microphone was not on. Do you want me to repeat all that?
No,
you got it, okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Voting nay.
Mr. Hastings.
I vote nay also. I don't think the property is unique and it's been created by the applicant.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-2, your case is approved, sir.